The Rothschild name, because it's on the mother's, he said he's a Rothschild from the mother's side.
Uh-huh. Maybe, yeah. But there are Jews here, I see.
Oh, that. Sure, two businessmen, sure.
Yes, even in the city in Baguio.
Really, yeah?
Yes.
Retired people?
I don't know, retired people. But
well, also you have the Voice of America, somebody told me here.
Yes, there was, it was in operation before, but when the Americans left.
Oh, that's right. But also you have this ambassador's residence, that's still going,
yes,
right?
Yes,
you and Eugene passed it. Very good chance your ambassador is a damn Jew. American ambassador is a damn Jew. Because most of the ambassadors Clinton nominated are Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a very good chance right down the street there's a Jew here, a Jew ambassador from the U.S.
Do you listen, Bobby, to Voice of America?
Yeah, I listen to VOA, I listen to BBC, yeah.
Oh, why? Well, you think these are not Jews?
Well, not much choice, you know. I've been listening to the Philippine radio, mostly in Tagalog,
yes,
and Ilocano here, I think.
Yes.
But I listen to VOA a lot, and the VOA has changed. Well, it was always very slanted, but now it's just unbelievably slanted, and it's... I think the VOA is more propaganda now, hardline propaganda, pro-U.S. hardline propaganda, than Radio Moscow was in the times of the Soviet Union, in the times of communism.
Mm.
I'll give you an example. You remember the U.S. bombed the Chinese embassy in Belgrade last year, and they killed several people.
Yes.
And they said it was a mistake or whatever. It doesn't really matter whether it was a mistake or not, to tell the truth, because... They thought Yugoslavs were in there. Would it be less of a crime if they killed Yugoslavs? Right? Okay. They bombed it. I think they knew Chinese were in there. I think they knew it was Chinese embassy. But anyway, they bombed the, that's... this is another... Right, I want to give you another example. That's one of them. Here's the one. They also bombed the TV studio in Belgrade. If you remember that, too.
Yes.
And they killed, I think, 16 people.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And they said, and it was deliberate. The U.S., the press didn't even say it was an accident. They bombed a television studio in Belgrade. They bombed the building with the announcers in the buildings talking on TV.
Yes.
And they killed about 16 people, at least, and injured many others. And then the U.S. said, this had nothing to do with freedom of speech. Because this is not a free information problem. This was Milosevic's private propaganda war machine in that TV studio.
Yes.
So we're stirring up war. That's why we had a right to blow it up.
Yes.
But now, 1 year later, I heard on the VOA, and so help me God, this is the truth. The U.S. Milosevic, a few months ago, closed an opposition TV station, if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. government is protesting to the Yugoslav government about just closing the TV station, not killing anyone. Just closing it. That's curbing freedom of speech for you in the U.S.
That's a complete turnaround.
Well, the U.S. is just a total hypocrite. Okay. When they blow up a station, that's not curbing freedom of speech. That's in the name of curbing Pelosi's private propaganda machine. But when he closes down his TV station in Belgrade, without killing anybody, without hurting anybody, that's a crime. That's evil, according to the U.S. government. So we're dealing with absolute bastards and liars. And they know they're bastards and liars, you know. The U.S. policy is, give me the expression, always be sincere, whether you mean it or not.
Yes.
That's the U.S. policy.
Always be sincere, whether you mean it or not.
Right. You know, they say with a straight face, as if they really believe it, the most outrageous lies and nonsense, you know? It's just a filthy country, totally poisoned by the Jews, I mean, morally.
The way you're talking, you seem not to intend to go back to the U.S.
I don't want to go to prison for the rest of my life. They're very serious. They have this. You see, you've probably seen it. They won't be in prison for 10 years.
Yes.
They're not joking.
Yes.
And this is the letter they sent, and this is the indictment and the arrest warrant. This is your arrest warrant.
Oh, yeah.
Arrest warrant. They want to put me in prison for 10 years.
And this still stands?
It's still standing, yeah. It's a federal arrest warrant. It's good in every state of the Union and in all the U.S. possessions.
What if they repeal this, or they recall this aim, and say, this...
Well, even if they recall it, they can still put out an arrest warrant for me again when I'm there, right? They're such snakes. But they can charge me with something else, right?
But what if they say, let's forget that thing?
What about my property? What about all these other crimes that have been committed against me? I'm not going to forget that.
No, of course you don't know that.
It's not just a question of this indictment. This movie searching for Bobby Fischer. How much money has Paramount Pictures made on this? Tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all with the permission of the U.S. government.
Not the permission of Bobby Fischer's...
No, absolutely not. The U.S. government is a criminal regime and they're out to get me.
The U.S. is considered to be the most sophisticated in spying, you know?
Yeah, but
also it's the most democratic country, you know?
It's not compatible. How do you have the world, the best democracy, the one that wants to teach all the other countries about fairness and justice, and at the same time have this huge spy apparatus, which is not just a spy apparatus, they're actually making things happen and causing revolutions and killing people all over the world. It's ridiculous. And then the U.S. justifies it. Yes, we have this huge spy, we admit that, but it's to preserve democracy because we have many, many enemies all over the world who want to bring us down. Yes, but why does the U.S. have all these enemies all over the world? That's with their criminal behavior. Switzerland is also very rich. They don't have all these enemies all over the world who are trying to destroy Switzerland.
Yes.
Switzerland, Sweden, especially Switzerland. But the reason that they want to bring down the U.S., Osama bin Laden, there's white supremacists in the U.S., Iraq, now Yugoslavia, there's the whole China, Russia, so many countries hate the U.S., it's because of the U.S. is a criminal behavior. So many countries, so many individuals. It's a criminal regime. That's why they need this spy apparatus and this huge military budget. It's not a democracy. It was never a democracy. The United States was always a criminal regime hiding behind all these slogans. That's a whole bunch of slogans. Democracy, level playing field, market economy, separation of powers, all this rubbish.
Okay, Bobby.
You strip away all these slogans and shibboleths, then you can really see what the U.S. is. It's a vicious, cruel, criminal machine. It's genetic engineering, atom bombs, nuclear power. Just the United States should be destroyed. The government should be destroyed just for spreading genetic engineering. It's absolutely criminal. Just that one thing alone, the United States has to go.
Right. Okay.
Anyway, Bobby, probably our last topic, because you feel you don't have any chance in U.S. courts, but here in the Philippines, we were able to protect the right of, one guy, the I Love You guy, you remember?
I just read about that today.
Right.
The courts dropped the charges against him. And I'm very good, because it was not a crime what he did here. We should do more of that. He should keep it up. Who suffered? These big, multinational corporations. They're the ones who lost what they claim they lost $10 billion. I'm sure they're exaggerating, but nonetheless, I'm sure they lost a lot of money. And according to everything I'm reading, that you've got a lot of hackers here, and this is just the beginning, so keep it up. I'm with you.
So, the famous genius, his name is...
Guzman,
I'd like to do some other interviews on some other stations,
If they're open, right?
If they're open, yeah. I tried, because I did an interview before on station Dagupan and one in Manila by phone.
This was last year.
So maybe I can get on some other radio stations, too.
Do you think you're really hurting them? With
oh, I know I'm hurting them. Oh, you better believe it, because my last the interview before last, which was a real beauty, the one we did on January 19th, 2000, that interview was... They were putting my interviews up to then on the U.S. also. The U.S. sites, right, Eugene? They didn't put that one on, the one when I started to really go after the Rothschilds and the Rothermeers. So they and now I think they're basically, my interviews are almost everywhere. No, they're very hard to get on the internet. So they, at the beginning, they didn't want to show I was hurting them. They wanted to make it like, oh, Fisher's giving interviews, good, this is a lot of fun. Let's make some money from his interviews and play and let them go on the internet. I didn't want to show how much I was hurting them, but I just kept it up, and I kept it up, and now they had to show their true colors and take me off, you see?
So it's off the internet now?
I don't know whether it's off or on, but it was on the Philippines for a long time,
yes.
But then it's been off for like 3 months, the last 3 months, even here in the Philippines. I don't think our last interview has gone on anywhere, but I'm confident these interviews will get spread around.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, this is what I have to say.
Eugene? All right.
Okay. So, Bobby, I hope in our future interviews we can also talk about chess also. One more on chess.
Yeah. Your arrangement by the Jew.
About chess, because this is where people love you most and remember you most, you know, with chess, you know, because...
Mr. Nutter, maybe you would like to say something before we finally end the program tonight.
Well, I'm just here to support Bobby, no?
Mm-hmm.
That's all, huh?
Good. Alright. Well, you guys, thank you very much for coming over to the...
Yes, one thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I asked Rolando, you know, on the phone, a few months ago, I said, what do you think of all these interviews I'm giving? All these things I'm saying about the Jews, the Rothschilds, and Beacons, blah, 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 blah. And he says, well, it's the truth.
I'll hit one for that. Thank you very much, Bobby. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very rare, this very rare occasion, but we just had this interview with Bobby Fischer, world chess champion. And, you know, basically a repetition of what I've said before, but it's better doing it live. Thank you too to Eugene Torrey and Roland Malte.
This is not our last interview.
No. We'll have more later on. Thank you very much. And we'll be back tomorrow evening during our program 6:30 to 8:30. Thank you very much. And stand back for our Eugene today. Yes, today, not tonight. It's the 22nd of August, year 2000. It's 8:35. Good evening.
Perspicyo publiko, nagkakaitang hiling para sa inyo. Walang sinisino-sino, walang pinagpatagutan sa ngalan ng katotohanan. Pinagkikinggan, pinaniniwalaan. Ito ang Bongo Radio Philippines. Sa Radio Bongo.